This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
You're listening to Safety FM Min.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Safety FM Mini. I have to tell you, I've been sitting around thinking about this just for the last little bit. And man, has it been a ride. At the time that we're about to release this episode, realistically, we are at the 3-year mark of doing the stuff that we do here on Safety FM. And boy, what an interesting ride it has been. And I sit back and I take a listen to a lot of the conversations that I've had with the multitude of people that have been interviewed on the show, the people that I've been able to interact with in social media, from the audience, the listeners, the people that we hang out together and do the things that we do. And I think about something that was told to me in the episodes in the teens that sticks out day in and day out. And the conversation went something very similar to this. Is it a priority or is it a value? I don't want safety to be a priority. I want safety to be a value. The reason the person I was speaking with said this, because they gave this as an example. They said, if safety is a priority, it will never be looked at as something significant inside of the organization. But if it's a value, it becomes entirely different. As a value, you will do more for it. The example that was given looked a lot like this, or sounded like this, and I'm paraphrasing, of course. In the morning, when you leave your house, even if you're running late, you will put your clothes on because it is a value. You'll never leave your home without your clothes on because you have a value associated to that. And even till this day, that is something that sticks out in my head more and more as I think about it and I hear it. That was the words of Dr. Scott Geller. I believe that actually dates back all the way to episode 18 of Safety FM, because that's what the show was called at the time. Now, with us calling the same show, the Jay Allen Show, you can still find it in our archives. But man, has that made me think throughout the years, even as the little of 3 years, I'm always amazed on what you have allowed this to become. Because let's be realistic, without you, we couldn't do what we do here. I would have never thought that 3 years in, we would be 19 shows and a network in a group of podcasts together and listeners from around the world. There's nothing much more that I can say, but thank you. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM, regardless of what we have going on. And thank you for taking a listen to all of the shows that are here. Believe me, a lot of the shows were your idea. That's how they were able to move forward. Anyways, we'll see where we're at 3 years from now, because we never know where we're going on this journey together. And that's the important part, the journey, not the destination. Anyways, I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.